22. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything as we launch here in hour number three of the program. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com is the website, and our number here is 800-259-9231. Show is about your calls. We go to your phone calls if we have them, and we don't right now. We actually had Sam on the line from the Obscure Truth Network, and he dropped off. So I don't know if we had some phone troubles, but maybe this is him. We go on screen to the amp lines. Who's this? Hello?
Hey, it's Jeff in New Jersey.
It's Jeff. Is it Jeff or Jess?
It's Jeff with an F.
Got it, Jeff.
Misrepresented a lot.
Well, sometimes it's, you know, phone lines. They're not exactly the crispest and clearest way to hear people speak. Anyway, what's on your mind tonight, Jeff?
To consider for a moment, Jeff, that it might be an enunciation problem.
Hey, now, don't.
Whoa. Hold on, man. Let's just not consider that, okay?
I can understand you fine, Jeff. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
That's why you said Jeff or Jess.
Just clarifying. That's all.
Jeff. Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
No, yeah. I went to government school, so maybe it's not my problem. Yeah.
Go on, but, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
All right. Well, the main thing that I have. Well, let me get to one quick thing. Is anyone who you guys have been having a lot of problems with people not.
Hello.
Uh oh.
Maybe we are having phone troubles tonight.
I don't know.
Either that or he's self-censoring himself. Jeff, are you still there? Jeff going once? Jeff going twice? Well, we'll try him back if he tries back. 800-259-9231. Having all kinds of technical difficulties in the studio tonight, but hopefully you can't tell. So
just don't tell them then.
Yeah. Well, if they try to go and look at the webcam, they know that there are some problems. And I had a little trouble with the archives. But luckily we have a backup recording, so the archives will be A-okay. Anyway, so let's talk about tipping. Wayne, what's the story? You've got something about one of the presidential candidates' supporters actually wearing a tie to work. This seems like a really bad idea. If you're running a business, to actually take a side in a presidential race seems like an awful idea.
Yeah, and first I want to preface this by saying I'm not bringing this story up because I support Socialist Party D or Socialist Party R. I'm bringing it up just to show the mentality and also how a small business person thinks when government around him becomes more rapacious. So with that said, a fellow named Lee Walton wrote a story for the CharlestonWatch.com a few days ago called Shrimp and Grits, Income Redistribution, a Fulfilling Experiment When Personally Applied. Last Thursday, while walking to lunch on the corner of Market and East Bay, I passed what appeared to be a homeless man standing on the corner of Wentworth and East Bay holding a handmade sign that read, "Vote Obama, I need the money." I laughed to myself and admired the man for his misplaced, albeit blatant, honesty. Once inside one of my favorite restaurants, I noticed that my waiter was wearing a bright blue Obama 08 tie. Again, I laughed to myself as he boldly and proudly advertised his political preferences for all the world and his customers to see. Just imagine the odds of encountering two such First Amendment harbingers of change in less than 10 minutes. When the check finally came, I decided not to tip my waiter and explained to him that I was going to implement a practical application of Obama's redistribution of wealth concept as my own personal socialistic experiment. He stood there in stoic disbelief as I explained to him that I was going to redistribute his rightfully earned $10 tip to someone who I deemed was more in need, a homeless fellow standing a few blocks north in front of the Harris Teeter parking lot.
With an Obama sign.
Yes, with an Obama sign. The waiter stammered a few, "Why practice on me? I'm just a local college student," retorts, and then angrily stormed away from the table.
Well, wait a minute. Are you saying that you, the privileged college student, needs the $10 more than the homeless man?
Yes, exactly. So he stormed away from the table in a steaming huff of progressive, self-righteous indignation. Apparently, after experiencing firsthand the application of such socialistic governance from the perspective of the rightful wage earner, my young liberal-minded waiter was quickly convinced that income redistribution was much easier to support as a noble, magnanimous social policy than it was when his own hard-earned income was about to be redistributed against his will to another I deemed more needy. I went outside and walked back up to Wentworth, gave the homeless guy a $10 bill, and asked him to walk down the restaurant on the other corner and thank the waiter there who was wearing the Obama 08 tie, as I've decided he could use the money more than my waiter, who actually earned the $10. The homeless fellow smiled in grateful disbelief, tossed his sign in the hedge, and promptly bounded for the liquor store across the street. At the end,
good times.
At the end of this impromptu and rather unscientific income redistribution experiment, I realized the homeless fellow was truly grateful for the money that he had not exerted any effort to earn, but my liberal-minded waiter was highly indignant that I would take from him and give to the other honest wages that he had worked hard to earn, even though the homeless recipient needed the money more. As I walked back to my office, I began thinking about the heavy burden of corporate ownership and the endless frustration from beating my head against the wall of increasing bureaucracy year after year. I also thought about the majority of this year's hard-earned profits that I had planned to reinvest in a few new employees, annual raises to reward loyalty and hard work, Christmas bonuses for extraordinary effort, and year-end corporate donations to the SC Aquarium, Coastal Conservation League, and the historic Charleston Foundation. After reconsidering my apparent politically incorrect capitalistic beliefs, the needs of my hardworking, albeit financially struggling, middle-class staff and the six-figure salaries of the three nonprofit directors sitting in the big, stately, well-maintained buildings that each call home, I decided then and there to give every last penny of this year's profits directly to the Charleston's homeless shelter, lay off all my staff, close
our
company,
ludicrous.
Retire early, and depend on the largesse of Obama's promised redistribution of wealth for my every need. In that point,
thank goodness he wasn't being serious about that, right?
Well, he probably thought about it. I thought about it, too. In that brief instance, I, too, became a practicing socialist.
Well, you know, that's a good point, Wayne, in that if all of these wonderful capitalists that are out there creating these products and services and putting them on the marketplace decided to just close up shop tomorrow and, you know, say, oh, well, let's just take our money from the state and see how that works out. Well, then we wouldn't have any more products and services anymore because the government doesn't do that stuff. The government doesn't bring products to market. The government doesn't provide legitimate services in that they're offered on a consensual basis. So thank goodness many of these investors and these businessmen continue to pursue what it is that their dream originally was, even though the government comes in and continues to confiscate ever more and more of their profits. And, you know, let's again step aside for a moment and remind people that just because we happen to pick on a story that involved Obama doesn't mean that anybody on this show is in favor of this McCain character. In fact, I think it's actually ludicrous for anybody to believe that John McCain is somehow against the redistribution of wealth. I mean, I understand that this has been made the issue of the moment right now, that, oh, Obama's a Marxist and he's for redistribution of wealth. Well, John McCain, I'm sure, has voted for plenty of redistributive programs. I doubt John McCain is going to advocate abolishing government welfare programs. He's not talking about that stuff. All they're talking about is how Obama's for redistribution of wealth, and that's what they're really focusing on. And I think that actually is going to, and I'd like to hear your thoughts on this, Wayne, I think that is going to help him win. I think the fact that all of this attention is being paid to the fact that he supports forced wealth redistribution, that's going to help people go out and vote for him because they're going to want a peace, right?
They're also going to feel sorry for him that the Republicans are attacking him so vehemently because they might not believe it.
Right, and that's the thing in this case with the waiter. The waiter's not going to say, oh, Obama's policies are bad. He's going to say, that jerk that's going to vote for McCain is bad.
Yeah.
You know, because once again, you're getting into the area that people are incentivized to vote for whom they is going to do the most good for them. It doesn't matter whether the good that they're getting done for them is immoral. That doesn't matter to people because that's not how they're being incentivized. They're not even looking at it from that fashion. And that's why, well, our system doesn't work.
Here we are.
But the problem is the small and medium-sized businesses in this country create most of the jobs and produce most of the real cool stuff.
Yeah.
And when you disincentivize them, then you get a problem.
Absolutely.
You're killing the goose that lays the golden eggs.
Why should I earn more if you're just going to take more?
That's
Why
right.
should I create more if you're just going to impoverish me more? Why don't I just stay at the level I'm at, or better yet, cut back?
Or why get out of bed in the morning? There you go. Give it all to you.
Yep. 1-800-259-9231. We can talk more about tipping, but of course your calls are primary. We go to them coming up here. 800-259-9231 is the number. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Supervita Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Supervita Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Supervita Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include updates. You get signed up, we keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, head over to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list. In fact, I sent out an update this afternoon announcing our brand newest radio affiliate. We're now on in Pasco, Washington on KFLB, so you'll know about that stuff first when it happens if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. as we continue with your phone calls. Actually, first I want to tell you about PrivacyHarbor.com. Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential, guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email just isn't secure. We go to Sam in Texas on the AMP line. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
There he
is.
I was back in court today for another one of their trials, and there were a couple things I wanted to correct from the call on Monday and one thing that we didn't get to. Now, that was another trial. One of the things that I mentioned was there was a guy that was shaking on their side from some of the things I was doing. That was not the prosecutor, Ian. That was actually the judge.
The judge was shaking? Wow.
Yes.
Now, I'd like to point out, just for listeners that are tuning in for the first time, Sam, people can go to obscuredtruth.com. It's your website. They can see some of the things you've been up to. They can see some of your trips to these courtrooms down in Texas where you've been asking a lot of questions that the government people don't want you to ask. It's come to kind of a head this past week where on Monday you were in one of their courts again. And all this is in regards to speeding tickets.
Oh, speeding again?
Yeah. And
Sam?
It's the same thing. Come on.
Right, it's never wrapped up. I mean, there's still...
The rules of justice move quickly.
I got a need for speed, baby.
This was a jury trial that was going on Monday, and that's what you're referring to, where you were, again, putting them in some uncomfortable positions. Of course, they put you in an uncomfortable position by telling you that you couldn't ask any questions that didn't have to do with the ticket itself, so really restricted your ability to ask some of the questions you might have planned on asking.
Right. Now, I don't think the prosecutor was too thrown off. He was making faces, but they were more like, you're an idiot, and that's a lie, and whatever. And I actually caught him in a contradiction. The cop said that there was a car right next to me, and then in the prosecutor's closing arguments, he said that we were the only two on the road. So I pointed that out to the jury, and he didn't like that very much.
I bet.
Tough.
Anyway, so then, let's see. Oh, one other thing that they did bring up in the case that I didn't mention yesterday. They made a point of painting me as a weirdo for rolling my window down only an inch and also pulling over to the right before the cop could get behind me and that sort of thing. And I didn't know how to attack that, but next time I will.
How? Tell me how somebody who rolls down their window an inch and a half can portray themselves not as a weirdo.
Oh, so you just bring up, okay, so do you think it's strange that citizens protect their rights and go into, okay, if a window's down, can you look in, and if you see something, that would give you probable cause to search.
There you go.
So if there was a prescription medicine bottle that was in my name that was expired by one day, that's something that you could write me a ticket on, isn't it?
Well, or they could make something else up, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So attack it from that angle and make it point out how the police are really not out enforcing these traffic laws to help people anymore, but they're just looking for ways to extort money from the subjects.
Okay.
So after the guilty verdict was handed down, I'm sitting there. The judge says, will the defendant please rise for the verdict? And I told him, I'm not your serf. I'll remain seated. And I did, and he read the verdict.
Did you happen to see the looks on any of the jurors'
How'd
faces?
That go?
No, I was looking straight at the judge.
Right.
So at that point, the jury was done. I knew what they had come back and said.
Mm.
And a private citizen came up to me and said, this is after the trial's over, he's like, I wish I had videotaped it because you look like an idiot or crazy or whatever. He said, the arguments that you were making cannot be brought up or addressed by this court. This is stuff for a higher court, everything that you're bringing up. So apparently in their system, the process is to go through the court, let them find you guilty, and then you have to go to an appeal court to bring up these constitutional issues.
Well, that's pretty much what it says in the Adventures in Legal Land, is essentially all you're doing is setting up this lower court, showing what a scam it all is, and then in a higher court, they throw it all out.
Right, right.
So you're probably not going to take it that far, are you?
So wait, it was a private citizen that said those things to you?
Yeah, because I had said, oh, look at the lawyers over there laughing, and he came over to correct that and say, no, I'm a private citizen, and you're an idiot, basically. And so as I started talking to him, that's what he ended up telling me.
Yeah, you're an idiot for standing up for your rights and
God knows
asking questions.
You would expect a regular court to abide by the Constitution. Nuts.
Part of it, though, I was trying dabbling in the UCC to see what kind of things they give away, so in a sense, yeah, I think he's right, but I'm not concerned with whether or not I look like an idiot to those people.
Yeah, exactly.
What you bounce back at him is, you know, I think they spent a lot more on this court case than they're ever going to charge me for this speeding ticket.
Oh, wait till you hear how
now who's the jackass?
So that's I went back in this morning. I kind of had a talk with Mom, and she was upset with me for what I did in court and is worried, and I called Ian, and I decided, you know, I'm just so worn out with this, and I need to get up to New Hampshire. I don't really have time to keep fighting this.
That's what they
I'll
do.
Just pay it and go be on my way. So I went in, got there about 7:45, got a ticket, went into the line, waited at least 15 minutes, and when I got to the line, or to the clerk, they wanted to charge me for the officer's overtime because it was after 8 o'clock. And that's when the trial supposedly started. So I'm like, well, that's ridiculous. I'm not going to do that. If you're going to charge me extra, we'll just go do the trial.
Okay.
And I'll wait 4 hours of your time because that's what it took yesterday. So I went back upstairs and said, let's go. And he got on the phone. This is the officer that didn't know if he swore an oath to the Constitution.
Right.
Told the judge, no, you don't have to pay the officers overtime. It's fine. Go back down and they'll let you do it. So I go back down, and then they want me this time to fill out to enter a plea in order to pay. And I'm like, well, I can't enter a guilty plea until my questions are answered. That's been the issue the whole time. And if you remember from the Court of Public Relations, I did the same thing, and they didn't require me to enter a plea. They were happy to just take my money, and as long as I signed the receipt.
But that was a different court. That was a different jurisdiction, right?
Yeah, and that's what makes these courts so consistent and fair.
It's the same state. So, you'd think it'd be consistent, but nope. It's all arbitrary.
So I'm not going to sign a piece of paper saying I'm guilty when I can't do so knowingly, willfully, and voluntarily. So I go back up and say, nope, let's schedule a trial. And,
man, you were trying to give them money, and they kept wanting you to jump through more of their hoops. Wasn't good enough that you just wanted to pay.
You know, Sam, I got to tell you that I really want to help you never get a speeding ticket again. And here's what you do. When the cop pulls you over, he's going to say, okay, you were going 60 and the speed limit's 45 miles an hour. And you just say to him, officer, I wasn't going to be out that long.
What does that mean?
45 miles an hour means you.
Oh, I see. You weren't going to be out an hour, so.
You make the cop laugh a little bit, you know, and then he'll let you off.
Hey, Sam, I know you've got more about your story here, so hang on. We're going to bring you back. More with Sam from the Obscure Truth Network. See his videos at obscuretruth.com to get some real in-depth history about what it is we're talking about here. He likes to ask a bunch of questions that they don't want him to ask, and we'll find out here how his second and final trial went today. More on the way here. Your calls as well about anything. It is Free Talk Live.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loofah for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, and most all of the time a webcam, though tonight we have had some webcam difficulties. But it's always free, so you get what you pay for, right? Go to listen.freetalklive.com and enjoy all of that streaming on us at listen.freetalklive.com. When it's working really well. And the live streams are working, so the audio streams are up pretty much 24/7. That's on a beta test basis, so you can't guarantee it'll be there when you tune in, but I'd say 99% of the time it's there. So it's free at listen.freetalklive.com. And join the Institute for Humane Studies if you are an undergraduate, graduate student, or recent graduate in a free seminar over spring break. This March, you can join other libertarians from across the country for an intense and interdisciplinary exploration of classical liberal and libertarian thought. Participation is free. IHS provides housing and meals during the conference. You can apply now to attend a seminar at the University of California, Santa Cruz, March 7th through 12th, or Emory University in Atlanta, March 14th through the 19th. Visit libertarianseminars.com for more information. That's libertarianseminars.com. As we go back to Sam from the Obscure Truth Network, Sam in Texas, soon to be in New Hampshire, obscuretruth.com is your website. You have been experimenting in the realm of the crazy government legal land, asking lots of questions that they would rather not be asked, and your adventures continued earlier today as you actually were interested in just making this all go away so you could focus on your move to New Hampshire. You went in there. This was your second out of 2 speeding tickets. You went in there with the intent to just pay it off and just make this one go away so you can just kind of move on, and then you can maybe make your stand up here in New Hampshire. But in your attempts to actually pay this thing off, they kept demanding more of you. They demanded that you pay for the police overtime. You said you didn't want to do that. Then they told you that, oh, okay, we'll go back down and we'll take your money anyway. But then they told you that they wanted you to sign a plea. They wanted you to plea. And your whole issue originally was that you can't plea until you understand the nature of the, and the cause of the charges against you, if I'm not mistaken, which they never fully explained to you. They never answered your questions, and so therefore you couldn't possibly enter a plea. So you went ahead with the trial, right?
Exactly. And I had decided that, you know, with the motions they filed and the way the trial went on Monday, my questions were almost pointless. So my plan was to just make some kind of an opening statement, which I'll tell you guys about later, and then to sit pretty much motionless for the entire trial and let them just proceed against me without me ever saying a word to anyone.
Interesting
approach. And see how that went through jury selection, through the whole trial, everything. The judge would have to sit there and ask me the questions, and I wouldn't respond.
You won't respond.
So it would really, you know, make them look like the aggressors.
Right.
And just to play around again and see, okay, when might this be appropriate to use in certain situations coming up in New Hampshire? So we go back. I go back into the judge's chamber again there, and turns out we got a new judge. They've rotated me through all three and a new prosecutor. So they just change everything out. This is this 5'2 Asian lady that's the new prosecutor. And let's see, I didn't bring any papers in, and I was just going to sit there motionless as I described. So I decided, well, I'll do this in the judge's office since I didn't think we were going to go to trial or I didn't know what was going to happen. So we go back, and he puts a new order in front of me. He offers it to me, and I don't take it, and I just kind of stare at him motionless, and eventually he drops it. And he says, it's the same one, or it's a similar one that you've seen, except we've added something to it. And again, this is a motion for limine, and these are the things that I am not allowed to mention or bring up.
Mm-hmm.
And the new one is, any reference, mention, or suggestion that the defendant of the defendant being disarmed prior to being permitted to enter the courthouse facility on the date of trial.
Wow. So you really must have got him on Monday, because you used Nick Ryder's approach that you can see video footage of over at freekeen.com, where he basically caught him in a lie, where they, you know, their system claims that everybody's equal before the law, but then you ask, well, if we're all equal here, then why is it that I was screened for weapons and your guys weren't? You essentially asked that on Monday, and now they're telling you they're barring you from asking that question.
Yeah, and I had thought, and my witness there had thought that really hurt me, that made me look crazy or whatever. But that may have been something that held up one of the jurors that saw that, okay, wait a minute, this isn't fair. If he's being disarmed and the cop has a gun, how can they be equal?
Right, this guy's got a point.
The quality of law is just so important. And so they've barred me from doing that, and I asked, okay, what was in the note that the jurors wrote? And he goes, I don't know about that. You know, if I wanted to find out, I would, but it's not relevant to this case. So that's another way, you know, that they make sure this court process is fair. They restrict my right to bring up the gun in the room, so to speak, and then they won't tell me what the jury said about the...
Right, you can defend yourself as long as you only adhere your defense to the three specific areas we'll allow you to discuss. Otherwise, we'll throw you in a cage.
And he also told me that I am not to contact any of the jurors, and that is against the law. Now, they didn't charge me with anything, and I think it's because of the cameras and the attention that I've drawn to this case. I think they're really worried about doing anything more aggressive, and they really want this to go away because, you know, I make them look pretty bad.
So, wait, is he saying you can't contact the jurors from Monday's trial that's finished?
Yes, yes. He said, it's in the statutes, read them. And I didn't think to say, oh, they're your statutes.
Yeah.
I didn't consent or agree to them. But, yeah,
well, that's ludicrous. I mean, the idea that you can't talk to somebody, a member of the public, after a trial is done and over with?
Yeah, it sounds to me like a restriction on free speech.
Yeah, it's free association, true, as well.
Oh, it's all fair, guys. This is a fair process. Okay, so then we finally get to... We're pretty much ready to go, and the prosecutor drops a bombshell. The cop's not there. So they were about to charge me overtime for a cop that wasn't there. And the judge decided, again, you know, because this process is fair, when I don't show up, I have to post a bond for a couple $100 to continue the process. When they don't show up, they get a continuance that lets them reschedule the trial.
So this was being, so they reschedule this. In some places, don't they just call it off? If you're challenging a ticket and the cop doesn't show up, don't you win in some places?
That's the first thing I motioned to dismiss for failure to prosecute. But he said, no, the rules say each side gets one continuance. So
I see.
He rescheduled.
Wow.
Now, they were started going through more
now, but
questions.
Hold on. They got the continuance, yeah. But there was no bond situation. So that does show that there's a difference between the status of the two parties.
Yes, and I should have. That's one of the things, if that ever happens again, that I'm going to bring up and make an issue of. Okay, I want the officer to post a $1,000 bond payable to me if he does not show up for the next trial.
Sounds fair to
and
me.
And just see what they do. I think it's fair. I've spent a lot of time on this.
Absolutely.
So he's going through some more questions, and while he's pointing out, you know, don't contact the juror and so forth, he asks, do you understand? And I just stare at him. I don't move. I'm looking him right in the eye, and I don't even move at all. And he's trying to get me to acknowledge. He's at one point, you know, this was over several things that he pointed out. He says, I'm not trying to get your agreement. I just need your acknowledgement.
Mm. Yeah, because he wants you to, as you were saying earlier, stand under him. He wants you to say that you are subservient to what it is that he's demanding and the things that he's ordering you around to do. And if you don't understand him, then he really can't move ahead. But, of course, they will anyway.
He did, yeah. Well, he would look at me and he'd say, Mr. Dotson, okay, fine. And eventually he would give up. So he starts punching the order in, the continuance in the computer. So I decide to turn my gaze from him over to the prosecutor who's sitting in the chair.
So wait, hold on a second. So this whole time you were not saying anything, right?
Right.
Okay.
So I brought up a few points, the motion to dismiss the trial, and that's really about it.
Gotcha. Because otherwise, I've always suggested that people say, no, I don't understand. What do you mean by blah, blah, blah? And just ask them a question and see if you can keep them in that loop of trying to get you to admit that you understand by clarifying where they're coming from. But again, you were being quiet, and that was your tactic, and it's an interesting tactic. And there's so much to experiment with here. Hang on, Sam. We're going to bring you back here in these final moments. And the toll-free number, if we can sneak you in, we'll try. 800-259-9231. Sam experimenting in the crazy realm of government legal land. We'll find out the rest of his story. And this is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's toughest quiz show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, Blur 5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of Blur 5, Glare 6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. We'll try to sneak in at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites. Ours is free, so enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote in the podcast awards. Now, if you've already voted, you can vote again as long as it's been over 24 hours. Go to podcastawards.com, scroll down to the political category, select Free Talk Live, scroll down a little further, input your name and email address. That's for verification purposes only. And then click another, there's another checkbox, I think, or a radio button. You then click submit, and you will have entered your ballot for today in the podcast awards. Now, this is going on for another, I don't know, just over a week, I think. November 6th is when it all wraps up. So you can vote several times between now and then, once every 24 hours at podcastawards.com. And it's really important for us. So if you haven't done it yet, please go ahead and do so. Because if we can win this podcast award, it'll be our fourth in a row. And that's something that not too many other shows could claim. I remember last year when we won our third award in a row, I think there was only one other show that could make a similar claim. So we might be the only show to ever win four podcast awards in a row, which would be fantastic. But we need you to help us out with it. So please go to podcastawards.com and vote for Free Talk Live in the political category. As we continue with Sam from the Obscure Truth Network at obscuretruth.com. You are telling us about your courtroom experience today, wherein you were, well, apparently the cop didn't show up, so they decided to continue the trial and reschedule it for a later date. You were attempting an approach where you weren't saying very much to the judge, and people that have been listening to this program know that you go in there and you ask questions and you kind of experiment and feel the system out and, you know, try to test the waters of this crazy legal, governmental legal land system that we have. And you've been learning some very interesting stuff, and people can see some actual video footage from some of the things you've been doing at obscuretruth.com. But go ahead and continue your story, Sam.
Okay, so we're going back and forth, and he's making these statements and trying to get me to acknowledge what I'm saying to him. And he made one that I didn't know how to respond to. So what I said, I ended up speaking, and what I said was this. I told him, I am operating under protest and duress at all times. I reserve all of my rights at all times. I waive none of my rights at any time. And then there was silence for a little bit, and he's like, okay. And as he's typing this order in, he goes, and I'll note in the record that you reserve all your rights. Now, he didn't mention the part about operating under protest and duress, and mm-hmm. I think that's significant. I don't know how yet, but I maybe should have challenged that and made him enter that into the record, because I know there's a, one of the tricks that they use is they'll restate the order or what, the request in order to, you know, make it more favorable for the state. So we're sitting there. He's going through more of this stuff, and I decide, okay, the judge is looking at his computer. I'm going to turn to my left and stare at the prosecutor. So I did. I turned straight to her, and she can see me out of the corner of her eye, and I'm just staring right at her, and she knows it. And it was not too long, about 4 or 5 minutes, that I didn't move or break my gaze, and she's, like, looking up. I could just hear her mind ticking, thinking, oh, God, he's still looking at me. Oh, look straight ahead. Don't look over there. I'll look at my papers. And so she would shuffle her papers for a minute and then look back up. And it was uncomfortable for her. And I think that's a that was a good tactic.
Yeah, make them uncomfortable.
Yeah. So then eventually they scheduled another trial. Now, the
when's this one?
They had at least 40 jurors in the room. And if they're paying them, I think it's $18 a day, so that's about $700 that it costs the state today. So, Ian, I dare you to name one way your silly private arbitration courts could possibly handle a $200 dispute any more efficiently.
This is amazing. So when do they reschedule the next trial for?
I don't know. He wanted me to go down and give paperwork to the clerk, and he knew I wasn't going to do that, and he's like, "We'll just mail it to you." So I turned and left, yep. And that was it.
Huh? And that was
so
it.
I'll find out.
Did you have your escorts today? On Monday, you had a couple of police escorts the entire time. Did that happen today?
I did not. There were only Officer Nolan, the I don't know if I swore an oath guy. He was actually the only one there, and then actually. Good old Ronnie showed up, the one from the video that, are you okay? Are you okay?
Yeah, the older guy, yeah.
Yeah, he was there, and I'm like, hey, Ronnie, how you doing, bud? And I started talking to him on camera because I had my camera with me
nice.
All day today. And I just covered it up when I went back to the prosecutor's office. So apparently the lawyers have told them, as long as he's not filming, he's allowed to bring the camera back, and you can't attack him for that.
Hmm.
So anyway, it changed. It was interesting.
All right, so they're going to mail you the final trial date, and then hopefully this will all wrap up, and you'll be able to get up here to New Hampshire. Now, if their final trial date ends up being, like, middle January, you're planning on being out of there by the end of the year. Are you just going to blow it off, or are you going to go down?
I would probably just have them transfer the bond over, because I'm thinking if I'm going to turn in their driver's license back to them, it would be easier to do that without warrants or anything like that outstanding.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're right.
So when you say you're going to turn in their bond, what's that mean?
No, turn in their driver's license back to them.
Oh, okay. I see.
You can surrender it to the state back to them.
Right.
And then it's not, they can't charge you with a suspended driving license or anything like that, or expired or whatever.
Got it.
Because I've surrendered it back to them. I'm no longer licensed by
them.
But
are you going to do, you're going to pay them? So, like, what I'm curious is, if they schedule the next trial for the middle of January and you're going to be gone by then, are you just going to go ahead and try to pay it up?
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Isn't there a charge out there called driving without a driver's license?
Well,
what do
they
charge 14-year-olds with?
I don't know, Mark, but I'm planning on joining Sam in his protest. In fact, I'm looking into, right now we've got a thread going on at the NHFree.com forums about a private license plate that we might be having manufactured, which could be a lot of fun. And so we're going to be talking and discussing more about that in the future. And Sam, anything else on your mind tonight?
Nope, that's it.
Thanks for the call and the update, and I'm sure that people will be able to see some of the footage from today within the next few weeks over at ObscureTruth.com, right?
Yep.
Very good.
Are all these license plates going to be like the same? You know, like they're all the same in New Hampshire. So are all your, the Shire license plate, are they all going to be identical?
No, there's no way to ensure that they'll all be identical. Cause
so everybody's going
to
make their own?
Presumably. I mean,
what,
some
paper mache? Or?
No, there's like license plate websites that will customize license plates.
So are you all going to have the same thing written? Like you have the same letters and numbers on your license plate as the other people? Or
no,
I actually want different numbers. So
yeah.
I like your point, and I agree with it, that if a car is leaving the scene of an accident or where property or a person has been injured, you need a way to identify that vehicle.
And that's what we're talking about, actually, on the thread right now, is I suggested that perhaps a phone number would be an ideal sort of seven-digit number for people to use, so your actual phone number is on the back of your car at all times.
Yep, there's a
I can't be giving out my number like that, Ian.
The girls would be chasing Sam all over the place. The seven-digit numbers here in New Hampshire, they're on the license plates now, and no one thinks to call them. I don't think anyone will think that that's your phone number.
Yeah, but if you put a 603 up at the top and a dash, they might be able to figure it out. Anyway, Sam, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Tom in California. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hi.
Hey,
yeah,
Tom.
If I were to ask you what the highest court in the land was, you'd probably say what 99% of people say. You'd say the Supreme Court, right?
Sounds right.
Okay.
Yeah. But according to Red Beckman, who was interviewed on another Genesis program, he says the highest court in the land is not the Supreme Court. It is the grand jury.
Mm, there you go.
And he said,
yeah.
The grand juries are usually convened by state attorney generals or something like that, but it can be called by citizens also.
Really?
But
how does that work?
I'm not sure how it works.
There's a lot of Google video out there, though.
If you Google grand jury, I'm sure there's a lot of information about
Google
that.
Red Beckman. I just did, and there's nothing but video here.
Red Beckman.
Red isn't exactly hiding under a rock.
Well, he was interviewed July 31st of the last hour of Alex's show.
That's an interesting point.
He says that the Supreme Court actually... they are all employees of the United States government. Each get a check from the government each week. So they have a conflict of interest.
You better believe it.
And they don't even have to be an attorney to be a Supreme Court justice. Do you know that?
I didn't know that, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
So it is a good thing, since they are kind of what they are, that there is a higher court, and that is the grand jury. Now, that grand jury... They can even subpoena the President of the United States, as you
wow.
said with Bill Clinton. They can call in the judge and question the judge. I love this idea.
We need to figure out how to convene a grand jury and start asking all kinds of questions they don't want us to ask. I think it's a great idea, and I thank you for the call, Tom. I appreciate your patience tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. We shall return tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com, and we'll talk to you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.